Stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, this is Rock on the Money. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're just here to give you ideas, answer your questions, and keep you updated on your path to multi-millions without any fees or commissions. It's kind of what we do here. I'm Craig with Amanda, and we are your host, and we are so glad you've joined us. Phone lines are open 24 hours a day, 989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. If you're too shy to leave a voicemail or text us, you can always email us to podcast@rocklandusa.com. Hello, Amanda. How you doing?
Hey, Craig. I'm great.
How are things going?
Things are great. We put up our Christmas tree finally, got all my shopping done in one day, and presents are... I don't like to put my tree up until I have something to put underneath it. I don't like the naked skirt, so...
And mine was up before Thanksgiving.
Yep, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah. Some people did not like that. All right. Yep. What's coming up on the show today?
Well, today we're going to talk about if you're in your 40s with no retirement savings, what should you do? And then we'll wrap it up with our Savvy Savings segment on coffee.
Coffee. I can't wait to hear this one. Boy, you are treading on dangerous territory at this point.
I know.
I mean, shower heads were one thing, but now you're going into coffee?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I want to start reading some of the reviews that we're getting. A lot of people are getting the podcast now. So every episode, I want to read one of the reviews that people leave us. And most of them are over on Apple Podcast, or it used to be called iTunes. So I just want to read this one. It's a 5 out of 5 star review.
And that's good.
Yep. Well, it must be you. It's not me. Omaha Joe's is the guy's name. And he says, loved it. Great podcast. Craig and Amanda have great chemistry and keep it interesting. All right. So that's pretty good. So if you want to leave us a comment or a review on anywhere where you get your podcast, we'd really appreciate it. They actually do help us out a lot. It really does. So we do appreciate that. And please subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends. And we really enjoy the feedback, and we do make changes based on what you tell us. So we appreciate that. All right. What's next?
Next, in your 40s with no retirement savings, Craig.
Yes. So I've seen this topic come up, and people have come up to me at where I work. They're older and they have not been saving. So let's just quickly go through some ideas and things to think about. If you're in your 40s, I don't know why we're picking 40s. In your 40s, I think you get up to 40, you get over that hill and you're like, oh, crap.
Is that the midlife crisis age? Is that when you think about buying a convertible?
Hey, I've never done that. What's after 50?
I heard 50 is the new 40.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston makes it look good, right?
Oh, my God. She's hot. Where's my belt?
I can't disagree with that.
So in your 40s, you have no retirement savings. We're going to go through and give you some things to think about. So first, there's 3 major steps that I think you should go through. Number one, come up with a savings goal. And what does that mean? So what age do you plan to retire? What age do you plan to retire, Amanda? Or are you like me and you're just going to work forever?
I hope not. I don't think I've determined a number yet. Put me on the spot here. I guess I don't have a good plan yet.
Well, you're so young. You got a long way to go.
I'm not quite 40 yet, almost, but not quite. So
you really have to be honest with yourself with this and really come up with the correct age that you think you're going to retire at. I personally look at my family tree, my DNA. It's like, what does my family tree, how long has people lived? All mine are late 90s to 100. I'm like, I want to make sure I don't run out of money. And that's something you need to think about. Also, how many years do you think you're going to spend in retirement? So you come up with the age and it's like, okay, it's retire at 62, 65, 70. How long do I think I'm going to need money for? From that, what are your sources of income? Some people still have pensions. It's like 5% of Americans still can get a pension.
Yeah.
You're going to get Social Security.
I do not rely on Social Security.
You know, I kind of do that too.
It would be great if it's still there, but yeah.
One way to do that, and I logged in and looked at mine just now before we started the show. If you go to the SSA.gov, the Social Security Administration, you can create an account. my social security on there, and it will tell you what your payments are going to be based on what you've done so far, your contributions. That kind of goes back to that previous question we had.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I get something in the mail from them like every year or so, summarizing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so let's say you figured out you're going to need $60,000 a year to live on. Of course, we're not factoring any inflation in this number. We're just using round numbers. And Amanda, right. I'm going to need your brain for my math here a little bit here.
Oh, you mean my calculator?
Yes. So if you need 60,000, you figure you're going to get, we're rounding off the numbers here. So you're going to get 20,000 from Social Security. So you figure you're going to need 40,000 from another source.
Right.
Okay. So if you don't have a pension, you got to figure out where am I going to get this from? Okay.
Yeah. It has to be something that you've either saved or have earned from investments.
So let's figure you live 20 years. Well, 20 years times 40 using simple math, it comes out to what?
800,000.
Yeah. $800,000. Now, if you use
I didn't even need the calculator for that, Craig.
If you use the 4% rule that a lot of people use, it actually comes out to $1 million.
What's the 4% rule?
The 4% rule is, let's say you have a balance of $1 million. The 4% rule is that if I draw out 4% of my money, the money should last through retirement. That's a very basic retirement planning thing. So you can go forwards or backwards with that. So it comes out to be $1 million. Now people are like freaking out. How am I going to come up with $1 million in my 40s? Okay. So if you go and use an online retirement calculator, they're all over the place. And I went on one before I came on here. I just did a rough estimate with this. If I just put in less than $1,000 a month, it was like, I think $700 or $800 a month at age 40 to age 65, it still came out to $800,000 based on 8% return figuring on an index fund. I think that's still fair.
A pretty hefty chunk of money every month.
Oh, no. So let's get down to number two. So number one is come up with a savings goal. Now we're up to the savvy savings part, Amanda.
Okay.
You need to adjust your budget. So you got to come up with this money. You either have to bring in more money from income or you're going to have to start cutting things. According to Schwab, the average U.S. household spends close to $500 per month on unnecessary expenses.
Oh, and I believe it.
And 60% of those are living paycheck to paycheck.
I believe it. Yeah.
And that's a lot of things that you come up with every episode, Amanda. Great things on how people can save money. So what you need to do is get all of your expenses, lay them all out on the kitchen table. If you have your spouse, you need to sit down together and look at everything. So you get them all together and you figure out what can we cut out. And you really got to be honest with yourself. And other things you can do is stop buying new vehicles, buy used cars. We talked about 2 years?
Yes.
Get rid of that initial depreciation and keep them for 8 to 10 years, which I do, or longer if I can. I'm starting to make myself look like a cheapskate.
Starting.
She goes, no comment.
Yeah.
Only buy things that you need. And only buy things if you have the money. Don't stop financing your lifestyle.
That's right. No financing your underwear.
Yep. Where's my and if you need to get more drastic, you may have to sell your home and downsize and maybe get rid of those expensive cars and get a hoopty.
A what?
A hoopty.
What's that?
That's a beater.
Oh, okay.
Like a $2,000 car.
Is that like a colloquial language used in
basically
Northeast?
Yeah. That.
That's what old people call. Is it a jalopy, Craig?
A hoopty. Hoopty. You've never heard that term? That's really showing my age. Hoopty or a beater or something like that.
Got it. Okay.
And basically, you really need to not worry about what others think. I can assure you, nobody cares what they think about you based on your car. Only you do. And then lastly, consider changing your retirement plan. The reality is you may have to work longer.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, there is no way to change math and longevity. If you're going to live to 80 or 90, you just got to figure out, hey, I'm going to have to work longer. Everyone thinks they're just going to retire at 62. That may not be the case. So you may have to delay Social Security payouts, because if you wait until full retirement age, which could be 66 or 67 based on your circumstances, that is your full retirement age. But if you wait till 70, you can get up to 32% more by waiting 3 or 4 more years. That's a lot of money. Automatic
8% increase every year.
But you're working till 70.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No,
I may not have a number in mind, but 70 sounds terrible.
Well, you and I both know we're not going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. If you can't delay your full retirement age, it could be medical reasons. A lot of people have different situations. I've heard people have disabled kids, and there's a lot of personal reasons why you can't work longer. And I understand that not everybody can do the things that we say. And I have a lot of empathy for you. But you are still going to have to make some sacrifices somewhere. Math is still reality.
Right.
At the end of the day. And you don't, there's no system. There's no scheme out there. You need to have time and patience to come up with the money and make a decision. Do you want to live a really comfortable lifestyle now and make cuts in your retirement later, or worse yet, run out? Could you imagine running out of money in retirement? Like you're 75, 80? That would be brutal.
It sounds terrible.
Or do you want to save money now and enjoy a very stable retirement future?
It's up really to you. Dreary, Craig. You're really bringing us down.
Yeah. But it is reality. You see the ads on Facebook or whatever, or those Sunday morning. Don't they film a lot of those down there in Florida? These guys are in front of their Mercedes and the palm trees. Hey, I'll just do real estate. I'll buy this course for $1,000. I'm going to just flip real estate.
Mm-hmm,
it doesn't work that way, people.
It doesn't work that way.
No. The only one getting rich on that is the guy on the TV selling you the course.
Food for thought.
So hopefully Amanda's going to bring us back right after this break. Some about coffee and savvy savings. I am dying to hear what this is all about. You can check out our website, rockonthemoney.com, for all the episodes. We have show notes there. We have articles, all kinds of great things there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. All the links to iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, they're all there for you.
We're pretty much everywhere at this point.
We are definitely on every platform finally. iHeart was the holdout, and they finally let us in because they love us. iHeart, we lagging. Are you. Yes. Yeah. Hey, we're now up to Savvy Savings with Amanda.
All right. What you got today's for topic? Us? Coffee.
What?
Coffee. Yep. So I posted in one of our Facebook groups a poll a couple days ago on coffee, and wanted to know what some of our group members are spending on a typical day when it comes to coffee. No surprise, our group, who are all very interested in saving and investing, the majority of them were spending less than $1 a day and making most of their coffee at home. That's not typical. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to save money on coffee. If you get your coffee from a local shop, the cost is typically between $3 and $5, or $20 to $35 a week. So that can add up to close to $2,000 a year.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. And that doesn't even include the fact that you're most likely going to also buy additional items while you're there. You know, they always have tasty looking scones that you're like, oh yeah, that looks great. I didn't eat breakfast either.
Dunkin' Donuts.
The average person doesn't just purchase coffee when they go in the store. So let's just say it's at least double that cost. And then you're talking about $4,000 a year. Whereas the cost from a typical home drip pot is 25 to 30 cents a cup. So if you just go to Walmart and get one of those standard coffee carafes that you make the old fashioned way,
that's
25 to 30 cents a cup. For the single serving coffee makers like Keurig or Nespresso, then that cost goes up 55 to 58 cents a cup. So practically double.
I wanted to get one of those Nespressos, but then I saw how much it cost. I'm like, no, I ain't doing that.
Well, they were on sale for the holidays here, like half price. But even so, the pods are really expensive.
Yeah,
and it was the pods. They're terrible for the environment also.
That's not what George Clooney said. I saw the ads. He's all about, anyway, all I have is a Mr. Coffee. Cost me, I think, $30.
Ours was like $8 at Walmart.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You beat me again.
Yes. So anyway, there's been a lot of talk for years actually now on how foregoing this $5 a day expense is going to make you rich. And Susie Orman had even commented on CNBC's Make It show that you're peeing $1 million down the drain as you're drinking that coffee. Now, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. Is $5 a day really going to make you rich? No. But the latte factor is really more of a metaphor for financial habits and attitudes. Of course, every successful budget must account for splurges to be sustainable. So if you really need that coffee fix and that's really important to you, then, you know, I'm going to be the last person to say you can't have your coffee drive through. Just be aware that it might be one area that you can cut in if you're struggling to make that $700 to $800 contribution that Craig talked about earlier. So some tips here. The first one, use cash instead of credit. We talked about this in one of our earlier episodes as well, that you know, the psychology that goes along with having cash in hand instead of a plastic card. It makes it a little bit more difficult for you to part with your money. And maybe you would think twice before picking up that delicious looking scone in addition to your coffee.
Scones.
Obviously, the obvious one is to make it at home. And then you see that immediate savings. You go from talking about $3 to $5 to 25 cents. That's a 90% discount right there. You can also get creative. So if you really love your Starbucks or your Dunkin' and you love those specialties, Starbucks Frappuccinos, for example, you could opt for an iced latte instead. It's pretty much the same thing. The ice is in a different form. And then the trick is also to ask for extra syrup. So, and if you're feeling creative, you could also buy black coffee and add your own combination of milk, cream, sugar, etc. They keep all of those condiments available to you. Mm-hmm. Or you could ask for a double shot of espresso in a large cup and then create your own latte by adding your own milk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the plain coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin' or your local coffee shop is usually much more affordable. Usually it's between $1 and $2. Is that right, Craig?
Yeah, I get the Venti Pike.
Yeah.
Pike Place, yeah.
It's like $2, right?
Yeah, $2 for the large. What a Venti. Yeah.
So I don't even know what Venti means.
No, it's whatever. It's large.
You could also consider drinking black coffee or switching to plain tea using inexpensive tea bags. I'm a tea drinker. Most of the time it's non-caffeinated. I don't like to go up and down with my energy level. So I stick with plain green tea. And I just buy the tea bags at the grocery store. And then I use, we do have a Keurig for single serving use. Our Keurig is one of those that has the drip pot and the single serve all in one. Yeah, we have that in addition to the $8 coffee maker.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but and we have a French press. My husband loves coffee.
You're like a resort down there.
I know. I drink tea and I just buy the cheap $2 for a box of 25 bags of tea. And I use the Keurig simply just to run plain hot water through it instead of making a kettle. Another tip, you could download coffee apps. So there's two that I found. One's called Level Up and the other is Cups. And I'll have links to these in our show notes as well. They're both great apps that help you save when you purchase your cup of Joe. Level Up allows you to pay with your phone and it gives you rewards every time you go to your coffee shop. And Cups has prepaid coffee plans for some of your favorite local go-to spots, and it allows you to save up to 40% off.
So, are you serious?
Yeah.
You come up with the greatest stuff. I've never heard of this stuff.
Yeah.
All right,
I thought it was pretty cool too. So, you know, I love to just find discounts. If there's something that I really want, I don't like to pay full price.
You're like the new Susie Orman.
For her to think my name is fine, so I'll stick with Amanda.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Sorry. Move on.
Stop drinking coffee altogether. That's one option.
So oh, hell no.
Does this go along with like the shorter showers?
Yes. Take away my hot showers and my coffee.
Well, you could think about it. Think about all the costs that go into making a cup of coffee. You think of your cup of coffee at home is really inexpensive, but are you also adding up the cost of your milk or creamer, sugar substitutes, and stir sticks? I don't know. Well, you probably use a spoon at home, but all those costs go into making coffee as well as the cost of that coffee maker, you know?
Yeah. No, you come up with the best stuff, I swear. That's awesome.
Are you considering any of these tactics, Craig?
Actually, I wanted to download the apps. You said Level Up and Cups. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get those. I'm not going to make my own Frappuccino thingy up there. I only just get regular coffee.
Right. And
I
just add you're already at a low threshold there.
I mean,
full disclosure, I haven't tried either of these apps, so...
Oh, no,
I'd love to hear feedback on whether or not they're great or if they're not worth the time and energy.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to vet them if I'm not really a coffee drinker.
Yeah. No, this is awesome. I love it. I thought that was a good one. That was a good savvy savings.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. I guess that's it. We got to go.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We're now available on iHeartRadio. So if you have the iHeartRadio app, you can find us on there as well. Please, please, please share us, like us, and comment, and give us a rating wherever you find our podcast, usually on iTunes, Google Podcast. We would really, really appreciate it. Those ratings, those star ratings and comments really do help out the show tremendously. I can't emphasize that enough. We really do appreciate all of your support. We've been growing dramatically, and it's been phenomenal. This early in the game. Thank you so much for following us. Check us out at rockonthemoney.com. You can find everything right there on the website. With gratitude, so long, everyone. And thank you for listening to Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.